With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. filings for jobless benefits were unchanged last week. New applications for jobless benefits numbered 248,000 for the week ending June 7th. President Donald Trump called Fed Chairman Jerome Powell a numbskull. The president, while speaking to lawmakers and other attendees at a bill signing in the East Room of the White House, reiterated his call for Powell to lower interest rates. Former U.S. Representative Billy Long of Missouri was confirmed on Thursday to lead the Internal Revenue Service after months of acting leaders and massive staffing cuts. California's top insurance regulator has launched an investigation into State Farm over the company's handling of claims from the January Los Angeles area wildfires. The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage fell modestly for the second straight week. The long-term rate inched back to 6.84% from 6.85% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.